Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This podcast is going to be, I hope, a rallying cry to start the rally. We're down 2-0. It's been done before, people. We just have to get one. The one thing I will say about the first 2 games that we have to change is they're more physical than we are. And it's not a bad thing that we're not as physical as they are. What's bad is when you try to hit like they do and just forget the rest of your game. We're a team that spreads the puck around. We're a team that gets behind the goal line. We're a team that plays defense by sound positioning and takeaways. The more we take away the puck, the more that we get on the forecheck, the more that we pass to the right guys, the more that we shoot the puck, that's the biggest issue because we haven't been shooting the puck enough, even though we've been out shooting them. And the shots that we've been taking have been way too many low impact shots, if you will. We've had a season to remember. The season can't be over yet. This season is the best season we've had since 2015, winning our division, getting the most points in the West. This team is better than this. So, Stars players, sometimes I wish the podcasts that I create are ones that you can actually hear. I'm doing my best to create some kind of a pep rally here. Stick with Otter. He's not bad. Some of those goals were not his fault, because we didn't support him, so we better. But on the other hand, we brought up Bork again, the young guy, more speed. It's time to allow the young kids to play. Stankoven, you're going to get 2 goals in this game tonight. Your motor is running, and you've been one of the fresh air parts of this whole series. Tonight, we're going to get one done. It only takes one to turn a season around. We've had 2 days off to rest. We've had 2 days off to work on better strategy. But the problem is, I think we panicked in the first 2 games. And we tried to play their game, not ours. A guy like Jamie Benn, if you want to knock some heads around, go for it. Jason Robertson, stop. I get you want to be a tough guy, but your role is not to be the tough guy. Your role is to put the puck in the back of the net and to be able to distribute the puck to other players that can do the same. I'd give anything for Yanni Hakanpää to be back, but looks like that's not going to happen. He's the guy we need to be that guy right now. Ryan Suter can hit. Ryan Suter also is a good positional defenseman. We'll win this game if we don't get bogged down into trying to play their way. This is a Dallas Stars team that found a way to win a lot this year. even when there was adversity in their hands. This is a Dallas Stars team that has the best road record in hockey. Like, I don't know if that's going to translate in this situation or not, but I do know it's a positive thing for the players to be proud of and should go in the game with the pride of, we're the great road team. We're the best road team. Let's take this time to show them why. Yes, it's disappointing having home ice advantage and not getting anything in the first two games. And we can sit here as fans and complain and talk about all the disappointment. Well, I guarantee the players don't have time to think about that stuff. They have a game to play at 9:30. And as me, for the fan that I am, I'm doing my best to be a fan with a player's mentality. This team is much better than this, and we all know it. So as fans, we need to rally around the troops. Wherever we watch tonight, if it's at a sports bar or at home with friends and family, we need to be tweeting or using Facebook or whatever means of social media that we can to show that we're with our team. Now, I don't know if the players will see it, but the people that are into hockey will see that we are a fan base that doesn't quit either. We have to show the players that we're with them. Tonight's the night we start our series turnaround. If you remember in 2020, the first round we played was against Calgary. We were down two games to none. We came back to win that game in six. It was a little different scenario. It was a bubble. There was no fans. There was nobody to support the team. The crowd noise will feed. There'll be Stars fans in the arena tonight. This is the war cry. We didn't work as hard as we did this year to go down without a fight. Let's go, Stars. And as the great Stevie Ray Vaughan says, the house isn't knocking, don't bother knocking, just come on in. We need to be partying. We need to be with our friends and family. We need to show our support tonight. This is about rallying. We are going to do this. Go, Stars.